Here to help us break down that World Junior pre-tournament game is our junior hockey expert, Sam Kozinski. Sam, how are you today, sir?
Yeah, doing well, thanks. How's everything over there?
Oh, everything's good. We got dumped on with snow a couple days ago, so it's a very white Christmas out here as we're getting ready for some World Junior action tonight. Sammy, I'm anticipating these guys are going to be shot out of a cannon tonight. They're the first real game action in a long time for some of them. What are you expecting to see from this pre-tournament matchup with Canada and the Russians tonight?
Yeah, I think you're going to see tons of energy. I mean, it kind of worked out perfectly for Canada that if you could only have one game, it would be against, you know, your arch rival. So there'll be no worries about, you know, being motivated to play if there was any to start with. But I think it also provides a level of competition that, you know, Canada's not likely to see again until you get to the Finns on New Year's Eve. So that's also an important part of this here because, you know, let's face it, I think the German, the Slovakia, Switzerland games are not going to, you know, I don't want to say be easy, but I just don't think they're going to provide the level of competition to have Canada quite battle tested and ready for what they're going to face in the quarters.
Is there one of those teams that could potentially be, for lack of a better term, the banana peel for Canada to slip on?
Well, I mean, you know, I think the Germans could have been, but they're just missing too many players. They don't have that kind of depth. I mean, you know, no Reichel, no Sider, and Anika, I think, is the goaltender's name who would have returned from last year. I just don't think they can do it without those three guys. And it would have been tough even if they were here. Now, the Swiss, for whatever reason, maybe because they just kind of lock things down and play a really ugly game, you know, traditionally give Canada fits, but usually Canada overcomes there. And the Slovaks are talented. They're a little bit younger. I think they're sort of on that path where they're thinking ahead because there's no relegation this year. So I think a wise strategy on their federation to go a little bit younger to give these guys this experience so that they can become maybe even more competitive next year. But honestly, I can't see it happening. I can't see it happening. Really, I can't. I think the kind of the game to watch is really the New Year's Eve game against Finland. I think that's when the tournament starts for Canada.
Yeah, the obvious answer to that one probably is, well, none of them. Like, it's probably going to be a pretty pretty easy breeze. I'm going to guess, with that in mind, we're going to see just absolutely ridiculous numbers put up by the likes of, like, Kirby Doc. Like, it feels like he is really set for... Not that people don't know who he is already. He's played in the NHL. But this feels like a real breakout tournament potential for him.
Well, the way I look at it is that there is literally four lines of scoring depth. So when you get against that weaker competition, it's going to be really difficult because if Andre Tourney kind of wants to, you know, play it according to Hoyle, he'll have the new hook line out there with Pelche and Holloway up against whatever top line is to be presented by the opposition. And what that means is the Doc Cousins Quinn line is going to get some really favorable matchups. I mean, really favorable matchups. So it's hard to see that they wouldn't put up big points. Having said all that, I mean, there literally is four lines that can score and do damage. And so the lines that are going to benefit most are the ones that are, you know, that are going to get away from the opposition's top line. And I tend to think that there's going to be a lot of that going on.
Chatting with our junior hockey expert, Sam Cosentino, here on the Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. It certainly appears from the lines that we've seen at practices, at least, and inter-squad games and whatnot for Canada, that Flames prospect Connor Zary is going to be paired up with Quinton Byfield along with Suzuki on the other side. What are you expecting from that group? Quinton Byfield's an interesting one, as this feels like a time where you want to see him really take over a tournament. What are you expecting from that line?
Well, I look at that line, it's going to be fascinating because it's going to be a competition amongst those three players to kind of elevate themselves. So technically, it looks like that's the fourth line right now. So I look at that really more as a competition for each one individually to be able to vault themselves further up in the lineup. Now, having said that, it's not going to just be about, hey, you know, being selfish and trying to put up points. For what Andre Tournier is looking for, the number one asset that he's looking for his players is puck management. Don't turn the puck over. Make smart plays. If you need to regroup, regroup. Don't give it up easily, but don't don't mismanage the puck. If these players can find a way to do that, then they'll have a chance to elevate themselves in the lineup. Now, that means some others would have to falter as well. And you're looking at like really three solid lines ahead of them. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge. I mean, if you're a Calgary fan and you're hanging on Zary, you should be really excited about this guy because of his complete game. And so I don't really have that concern with him, but I'd be equally as excited to watch Jacob Pelche and play on that line with Newhook and Holloway and watch what kind of damage he can do with how smart he is and some of the talent he has beside him.
That feels like the type of a line that the nation's going to fall in love with, right? Like we all love the guys who are putting up all the goals, but that feels like the hard checking line that also, like, there's a ton of talent there as well, but that feels like the one that is going to win over a lot of hearts and minds in this country as that tournament goes on.
It would be the line, Peter, that if you went back to 05, it would be that they would call it an energy line or, a grind line. But there's the dynamic is so much different with the talent that you talked about with those three players. Way would play the heaviest of those three. Yet he doesn't take a back seat in the skill department. So he's just a little bit bigger and a little bit heavier than the other two. But that line, they're going to be fun to watch. They're going to be like a buzzsaw. And they too are going to get some advantageous matchups, especially in these first three games. So they'll be able to do damage, and I believe they will.
We've talked a lot about the strength or lack thereof in the Canadian group. That does mean the other group is just silly good. Who are you expecting to come out of that group? As it really has a group of death feel, to use a soccer term.
Well, I would say Yaroslav Askarov is a guy who can literally steal an entire tournament. I think he's that good. So for that reason alone, not to mention what you're always getting, from the Russians, they just seemingly medal all the time. I want to say 9 of the last 10 in which they've medaled. So you have to be wary of the Russians, and you'll see some of that in the game tonight. But I like the U.S. I think they're a lot like Canada in terms of their depth up front. They have more proven goaltending when it comes to Knight and Wolf. Both are returnees from last year's team. And they have some different elements on defense. You have the Cam York and Henry Thruns who can really move the puck and play that new age style. And then you got the Jake Sanderson who's a hybrid. And then you got guys like Tyler Cleven back there who are, a little bit more heavier, a little bit more old school. So up front, Zegras led the tournament assist last year. Caulfield looks like he's going to do some damage based on what we saw last night. So they have the makings of being a really good team, and it wouldn't shock me if we saw an all-North American battle for the gold.
Not much of a question here, but how good was Cole Caulfield last night? Good grief, that goal, shift against Finland, like unreal.
Crazy. His skating has improved a lot. It was already pretty good to start with, but even just looking at his face, he's starting to put on some of that man strength. And I think he looks at the Montreal Canadiens and sees what's going on there, how they shored up the back end. They've got a little bit heavier with Anderson. You got Weber back there, Edmondson. So I think he's thinking to himself, all right, there an opportunity is going to present itself maybe as early as, the 6th of January to be able to go and maybe make the Montreal Canadiens. I mean, he is that dynamic. I believe he is. He looked great last night.
Yeah, he was unreal. Sam, always enjoy our chats, man. Thanks for doing this today. Enjoy the tournament. Happy holidays, and we'll chat again in the new year.
Thanks, Peter. Happy holidays to you and the listeners, and I look forward to it.